So, very welcome to the pod.
Thank you.
Are you used to be in pods, or?
No, never, actually.
No, so it's
first
a premiere for
you. Yeah.
And I'm so honored to be the first pod host meeting you. Well, what's your role in the project, Christopher? How do you pronounce your first name?
Yeah, it is Christopher, but they missed the O.
Okay. Because I was the one that writing it.
Oh,
I said,
really?
Well, it should be Christopher, but...
Yeah, it should be, but somewhere along the line it got
so
lost.
So you have a new nickname.
Yeah, Christopher, but it's kind of the same.
Yeah, so what's your role?
I actually jumped into the project like midway, something. I got hired at Biosorb last March, so it was kind of long gone when I joined, but I'm... at this point, the major representative from Biosorb, along with the CEO, Lars-Erik.
Okay. And Pierre, your role in the project?
Yeah, actually, I also arrived at when the project was already started, but not so long. I was one of the two developers of the lignin material, which is one of the two materials that we combined.
Okay. So we start with the product or the material itself. Is there something that surprised you during, or the other in the team, during your research and development? Something, well, that can't be true. How does it work? Or
yeah, I think we had such a moment because we collaborate with Ryze and they have very nice machinery and we are mostly supplying material and we don't really know how to process it. And there's been a big bottleneck where we were like, we need to go to Ryze and test, but we need to convince them. And then once we did that, suddenly we've been there 1 or 2 days and then something amazing came out and we're like, so we can really go that far with our materials. So it was really awesome.
It's nice when that happens.
Yes.
I talked to another team from another project that had the opposite. Oh, it doesn't work.
it's better the other way around.
But she said that that's made us even more curious. So it's nice to see that you can stretch further than you thought, but also you need to rethink. Has it been from your point of perspective anything that you had to rethink in this project?
Yeah, a few things actually. That we hadn't thought about from the beginning, so that's good. And coming back to what you just said, when it doesn't work, why doesn't it work, and how to like restructure the production line or process. So that's one thing we lost, like a few aspects that we wanted to achieve and then we didn't, and then we had to like go back and see where did it go wrong, and so we learned a lot during that process as well.
So now you are you ready for the market, or how much are left to develop?
We're not ready for the market yet, I'd say, but we have proven that we probably will be in some time. So there's mostly like the scale up aspects of it, and to convince the industry to make a change in their choice of materials.
Yeah, Pierre, shortly, if they haven't read about this project and this material, what is it, if you just have your short description?
So it's a 100% bio-based construction panel, which doesn't exist right now, because even if you have those chip boards with wooden chips, you need to have a glue that usually comes from fossil-based products. And we overcame that. We don't require any glue. So everything we have in the material comes from the trees or biomass.
Okay. And it's a combination of materials.
Yes.
Yeah. What materials?
So on the one side, we have lignin-based plastics, or we could say resin. And on the other side, we have hydrophobic fibers, natural fibers, so that are combined together in a standard way of fiber reinforced composites, we could say. So we have those composite panels as an end product.
And when you come to market, where do you think Christopher is the first customers? What applications?
We have different thoughts about it, I'd say. Right now we're looking to a more close to market application where you can produce like prefab panels that is probably easier to adapt in the industry rather than just the base material for construction. So you already did a part of the work for them, so it's easier to like just buy and apply. But otherwise, maybe like, well, they need to have a strong environmental mindset that it really is the environmental benefit of it. So it's, we think we have a lot more work to do to identify like the key person or the key company to start off with, but probably some construction mid-sized business with a strong environmental aspect.
I thank you very much for being a part of this pod, but also wish you very much luck for to bring this to the market.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.